Hey, what's good, y'all? It's C. Will. We are here on the Passive Income Network for another podcast collaboration. Today we have Jordan and Joseph. Y'all want to say what's good?
Hey, guys. What's up? Glad to join you.
Hey, everybody. How's it going? Glad to be here. This is awesome.
Yep. So more Algo fam, you know. So on this channel, y'all, we are deep diving into the Algorand ecosystem. I definitely seen that Algorand, and for those who have been watching these videos and listening to the podcast the last several months, I'm an Algorand maximalist. I love Algorand, and so I'm promoting it, and I'm supporting the ecosystem as much as possible, and I do want my investment to grow. All right, y'all, so NFT calendar. Can one of y'all break down why we here? We're talking about the NFT calendar, then I'll pull the screen up. Can one of y'all break the Algo NFT calendar down?
Yeah, so one of the main things that we saw kind of as a community need was to connect artists and collectors, because artists obviously are going to have drops all the time. Collectors have a trouble, like myself, I'm a collector. I have trouble keeping up with all these drops. So we saw a need in the community to connect artists to collectors. And we came up with this calendar idea and kind of just running with it. There's a lot more that we have planned than just a calendar. But yeah, one of the main things was just to fill a need in the community to connect artists and collectors, to make sure everyone knew and was fully aware when drops were happening.
Nice, appreciate it. So I'm gonna pull it up right now.
Cool.
Y'all see the screen?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this is the website. Move this tab here. Okay. AlgoNFT.net. So make sure y'all go visit AlgoNFT.net. I'm on the all artist directory listing right here. So we're gonna click some here. Was it NFT Skull? Is that a good one? So yeah, perfect. So on this site, y'all can see the cover shots here. Got the Algo author information here. You can go to, was this their Twitter?
It should go to their Twitter, or maybe that's just the actual list. Oh, that's the listing. That's coming listings. Up.
Yep.
Got the website here,
Twitter.
The website should be the Twitter or AB2.
I'm going to click through just to show people. Whoever this artist is, big shout out to NFT Skull. So you see their Twitter. You can go back. Go to their website. So we are gathering artists' information and creating a profile for the Algorand community, correct?
Absolutely.
Yes. So yes. Here, artist information. So make sure y'all check this out. I will definitely list my new NFTs on here, some music NFTs. So I'm excited to have y'all on. Okay. So we know the founder, the full original founder, is not on this call with us right now, which is fine. So we have the team here. Can y'all explain how y'all got together to form this project, and maybe also shout out where y'all at in the world?
I'll start.
Yeah, go ahead, Joseph. You got it.
Yeah, so I'm in New York, actually. I actually saw the founder come onto Twitter when it was pretty new, and I've been here for a while, so I like trying to help people out when they come over. Because, like, in my opinion, I think that facilitating somebody's integration to a blockchain would help them keep it around longer, and then also help them sort of see the use cases available. So whenever somebody's new, I always try to be as helpful as possible. So I met the guy's Folded is his name on Twitter. So I met him, started talking to him, and then eventually he came up with the calendar idea. And then he was talking to me about it. I was like, can I join? And then the rest is history.
Nice, nice. What about you, Jordan?
Yeah, so I'm in Wichita, Kansas, kind of the middle of the USA. But yeah, I mean, me and him were just talking about other NFT ideas. We were just throwing ideas around, and he's like, hey, I got this idea for a calendar. And he's like, you want to join and be a part of the founder and founders members? And I was like, well, all right. I've been waiting for an opportunity to jump back into something on the blockchain or cryptosphere. So yeah, it's been a minute since I've done something in the blockchain. I used to mine crypto back in 2017 to like 2019.
Ooh, you're an OG.
So yeah, now I'm excited to be back in the crypto space again. It's fun.
Yeah, nice. So we got New York, we got the middle of the country, we out in the West Coast, the Northwest. So that's dope. That's one thing I like doing these podcasts with folks is we're talking to people all around the world, but we have, you know, something major in common. That's the Algorand blockchain, mostly when we're on this channel. Jordan, you frozen a little bit. Can you see me? What about you, Joseph?
Sorry, it froze for a second. What'd you say?
Okay. Oh, yes. Jordan, you back? Cool. We're frozen.
Don't know what happened.
Yeah. So anyways, I'm like, Joseph is out in New York, Jordan's out in Kansas, and I'm here in Oregon. So we got three parts of the country covered all at one time. And the Algorand blockchain brings us together, which I think is so dope. Cryptocurrency, I'm a freaking fan, and I'm going crazy. Off camera, Jordan said that, you know, I helped him basically discover Algorand. Can you tell that a little bit about how you got onto Algorand, Jordan?
So you got me in the, to clarify, you got me NFTs. I've been into Algorand now, the NFT space. Yeah. Yes. So I've been for the past like 6 months, I'm like, what is going on with these NFTs? I don't have necessarily the time. I did have the time. I just never committed the time. Yeah. And it, like 2 or 3 weeks ago, I took some time to watch some videos and I stumbled upon the Passive Income Network. Nice. And I was like, all right, AB2 seems easy enough. I can hook up on my Algo wallet and the rest is kind of history because now I'm just collecting NFTs and it's a lot of fun. But I've been invested in one of my, so obviously with my stores, I tell my guys to invest in cryptos. And one of my employees was like, hey, invest in Algorand. So I was like, okay, I'm going to take you up on that. And I did. Shit. Yeah. He told me to get in when it was about 76 cents, and the rest is kind of history. Shout out to Luke, and we're good to go.
Yeah, shout out to Luke. What about you, Joseph?
Yeah, no, it was funny. He's talking about how his employees are going. I actually converted one of my bosses to Algorand the other day.
Oh, yeah?
He's all invested into it. Yeah, no, it's great. I like the word's getting out and everything, and we're just helping to get more people assimilated into the network and start using it. But yeah, I really think it's a great product.
Yeah, same, man. Cause my story of NFTs was like, I was like, okay, I learned about NFTs. I was understanding, but only thing I ran into was Ethereum and OpenSea basically, and Mintable and Rarible. And then I was like, damn. So if I'm gonna drop this one NFT, that's like $150 in gas. This is probably like in April. So Ethereum was about 4,000. I was like, damn.
Yeah.
So I'm searching the web and again, run back to Algorand. It sounded like it was too good to be true that your transactions could be 0.001 algo. It was amazing.
That's similar to like what happened to me because I got into NFTs in February and it was on Ethereum and I wanted to play some of the games that were on there. But all the games, it was like hundreds of dollars just to buy into it. So if you didn't like it, you're already down a lot of money. And then between that, and then that was just for buying the land. Then you have to pay the gas in order to get it. So I was like looking at it. I started looking at the smart contracts more, and then I discovered Cardano, and then I didn't really see that anything was going on with Cardano. Then I saw Algorand was happening, and I'm like, oh wow, this thing has everything that you need already, and it's already built on the network. So, and it was so cheap. So from there, I just started making NFTs my own, because that's the one beauty of Algorand is it allows you to just kind of like go for it in a way where you don't have to worry about investing huge sums of money at once. So yeah. I kind of just went through it, and I made an NFT series, and it was successful. I integrated myself with the community more, and then now I just try to help out new people that come in. And this calendar project was one of those avenues that I saw that a new artist can come over from another blockchain and immediately be recognized.
Yep, facts. Like the community is so supportive. It's that, you know, one of the reasons also why I continue to stay and invest in Algorand and learn is because like, you know, just typing it on YouTube, you got people talking about it. When I went into Twitter, again, like I said, people were sharing information. You could just type in a damn question and somebody will help you get that answer or send you a video. And I think that's amazing. Joseph, I want to pull up your project as well. And then Jordan, if you got one for me to pull up, I want to give a little visual of the site. So Joseph got the pickles right here, right?
Yeah.
All right, let me hold on. Where'd it go? Tell me about this project right here.
Okay, so just basically when I make NFTs now, I just kind of make them for my own amusement. So I try to think of just like the weirdest things and the silliest things I can think of. And I just post them up there because like I was saying before, with Algorand, everything's so cheap that you kind of just do whatever you want. So like a lot of the stuff that I make is just sort of random animations and stuff. And then I also started getting into making like phone wallpapers and stuff because I saw how much the Avatar series were taking off. And I figured an easy way to kind of show off NFTs to your friend would just be to like download a phone wallpaper, put it on it. Somebody looks at it, says, oh, that's a pretty cool wallpaper. And they're like, oh, it's an NFT. And then you could start explaining them to them like that, you know, an NFT could be more than just like an image on a computer, and you could actually have use cases assigned to it.
Yep. Facts. Okay. Can y'all, for the audience, break down what a non-fungible token actually is?
Oh, that's a tricky one. Like, even I keep getting that question in regular life too. And it's just like, it's hard to, because everybody's always like, you could just copy the image. But the way I try to explain it the best mm-hmm. is I look at NFTs as a serial number for the internet. Mm. And that's like the easiest way to assign a use case to it, because as a game maker or just somebody that's looking to buy something that's authentic, all you have to do is make sure that that serial number matches up with the one that's listed publicly for the one for it to be the authentic copy. Mm-hmm. So I think once you start looking at it in terms of a verification rather than just like a digital signature, I think it helps people understand what an NFT can do and the possible use cases for it.
Yes.
It just verifies ownership, kind of like what he was just saying. It secures the ownership of that actual object. I mean, of course, anyone can screenshot a JPEG. Oh, I have it. But it's verified on the actual blockchain that the ownership is mine or whoever's. So that's one of the things I really liked, because you can put things on the blockchain that are tangible that yep. no one else can really copy. So
facts.
Yes. Yeah. And I really like the Oculus version of it too, where you can buy into the person's rights to a song, and then whenever that song's played, you'll get the smart contracts allow for you to get a type of royalty for that. So I really, and then one of the reasons why I started getting Algorand too was I listened to Silvio's podcast on Lex Friedman, mm-hmm. and he was talking about real estate and how you could tokenize a whole building.
Oh, and yes, I go crazy about the real estate.
And just the possibilities of, like, you know, me, the average guy that doesn't have millions and millions of dollars, being able mm-hmm. to like invest into high rise real estate buildings, just such an exciting idea. I think it's going to really change the landscape for people.
Yes. Like Lofty AI is probably one of the things you're referring to.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like you can get a fractional share of a home and tap into the real equity with just $50, you know, and it's like you get one token and it's on the Algorand blockchain. I've invested in a few properties on Lofty AI, and it's like, yeah, it just blows my mind.
Yeah, it's amazing how user-friendly that is. Because I recently, over the past couple of weeks, have got a few shares of it. And it's really cool. And you can see the actual payouts. And I just hope one day we'll just be able to get paid right in the algo or whatever token that they might come out with. It's coming.
They got updates of USDC and algo coming. Real soon. Yeah. And you can, it blows my mind that what this technology is doing for us as like artists, creators, and entrepreneurs, right? Speaking of entrepreneurship again, Jordan, CBD, can we talk a little bit about your CBD business as well?
For sure. Yeah. So like 2.5 years ago, I jumped in, the CBD pretty much full time, and that's why I haven't been focused on crypto, but I still was buying. But yeah, I mean, I opened 3 stores over the past 2.5 years.
What's the name?
It's called CBD Plus USA. We bought into a franchise, and that's been a whole whirl of fun. But yeah, I run those day to day, and thankfully that gives me enough time to focus on the calendar, because that's been over the past week and a half. It's been my main focus, it seems, but it's been a blast. So I'm just excited that we're able to bring the calendar to the community for everybody, because that's just gonna help everyone.
Yeah. So shout out to CBD. I'm gonna bring the calendar up one more time. Where'd it go? So can we do again? Like, what's the best way to get started on here? We type in algonft.net, or we go to it on Twitter and walk us through a little bit. What would be, if I was a new artist uploading, how would I do this?
Yeah, so if you look in the upper right-hand corner, there's a sign in.
Sign in, okay, add listing.
Yeah, and then also if you signed in, you would just go to the add listing, and okay. it would take you to a form that you fill out. And okay. then from there, we make sure that you, we do have some verification processes that are in order, so that way, It was a big scamming issue in the community not too long ago.
Yeah,
so
about the fake NFTs or people reposting and stealing art.
I bought a fake Algorona. That was fun.
Oh, that's terrible. Okay. Yeah, that's
terrible. That sucks.
Yeah.
I learned the hard way.
Yeah. So I see here, we can filter and get different 3D arts and what day, what week, what time. It's kind of remind me of Eventbrite, but for NFTs kind of.
Yeah.
Like you can kind of like really just tap in. I like that. We have a donation tab. Make sure y'all donate. Algo Pay button on there. Shout out to Headline. We got one on my website.
Yeah, they've been really great things helping out all these websites with these tools that they've been providing.
Yeah, it's like cool. So I support them like major. So we got Algo NFT calendar roadmap. Can we talk about the roadmap?
Yeah, sure. So right now we're in the beta testing period. So we're just trying to get advancements, get a feel from the community, get some feedback. And then in November, we're hoping to launch the mainnet, which might involve a whole website changeover. So, Yeah, so the founder's taking care of most of that. And I don't know what he wants to be said publicly or not. So I don't want to go too far into it.
Yep.
But right now, we're just trying to work out all the kinks that we possibly can in order to just provide that sort of seamless transition into the full scalability mode.
Okay, cool. Here, I'm on. I see we have an ACAL. What's the ACAL?
So the ACAL is we set up a liquidity pool for the calendar, and basically it's going to be sort of the circulating currency for within our ecosystem. So if you want to have a drop listing, you would pay us in one ACAL, but we also give out artists free ones a month, so that way people can be able to get it without paying, and then just sort of have a little bit of a loyalty back to the artists that choose to work with us. But eventually, it's going to be a way that we could just sort of expand the possibilities for artists on the platform while maintaining a profitability sense for ourselves as well.
Nice. So what I hear is that you guys, in a sense, because I'm still understanding Tiny Man pools a little bit more. So are you basically backing the coin with algos?
Yeah, so we're trying to keep it at a one-to-one backing right now, just to keep it, but it's sort of acting the same way as a regular marketplace would. And then but it gives people the option to possibly pool some of their ACAL if they believe in the calendar. So it just provides more flexibility and freedom to us and for the people who want to purchase the coin or invest in the coin.
Nice, nice. Tokenized. Everything's being tokenized.
Yeah, okay. And that's the thing too. It's like anybody can make a pool of whatever NFT that you, if you create it or not, somebody could add liquidity to it and they can make the pool. So by us getting ahead of it, it allows us to control the metrics and the tokenomics that we want to have for the site. So so at least this way, we're able to keep things pegged to a dollar. So that way there can't be like a rug pull or something like that, or somebody taking all the coins. Mm-hmm. So we're just trying to balance it as much as possible at this point. Because like you said, it is very new. And I think everybody's still kind of learning what it can and cannot do. So yeah. We're just trying to slow with that.
Yeah, that's dope. Well, again, big shout out to y'all. The more projects that enter the ecosystem, the stronger we get. I'm a firm believer that Algorand can compete with Ethereum, or at least be somewhere in that $100 billion ecosystem eventually. And, you know, and like we said earlier with Algoana, is that how you say it? Algoana?
That's how I say it.
No, I was like Algona, I was just making shit up, but Algoana. like with Algoana, yeah, and like I seen Yieldlings, and there's a few other projects that are starting to like sell. I don't know who's buying these things for $20,000 and stuff like that, but shout out to those people, because once we get our first, what we'll say, Beeple type of sale, it's gonna go crazy. Because we got, I don't know how much you guys follow in like different marketers and like the NFT space outside of Algorand, but we got people like Gary Vaynerchuk that dropped VFriends, right? If you heard of him. Mm-hmm. But if we get, or Sotheby's and all these different, Dolce and Gabbana are dropping NFTs, if we can get them to realize that this Algorand tech is superior, is faster, is more scalable, it's going to be a game over. Like,
I agree. The key is to get more, like, I agree getting the influence type, but it's just getting the regular artist over, the ones that are tired of paying the gas fees. Yes. I mean, I took one day and bought a couple of Ethereum NFTs, and I was pissed off from how much I spent in gas. Like, I was like, this is not fun. Like, I just got ripped off for buying an NFT, and on Algorand, it's just, once they realize that it's smoother, it's quicker, it's cheaper, it's going to be game over, in my opinion.
Like, I agree.
I sent Bitcoin from I bought some on Cash App to send to, was it Coinbase or whatever. That shit took 45 minutes. And, you know, it was like going through their centralized portion and then, you know, through the blockchain. I was just like, oh my God. Like, and I love Bitcoin, like, but it was just like, I can't, you know, it was just tough. So again, I always think about moving money with Algorand. It never stops. It never gets stuck in my Coinbase. You know, when I buy stuff from people, I do coaching and payments. We'll be sending each other algos. It feels so good to get it in 4 seconds and be final. Just like, yeah. Nothing better than that.
Yeah, it really spoiled us when it comes to using blockchain tech.
Yeah, insane. All right, y'all. So we got the NFT calendar. The utility of this is to help organize artists in the community and organize the purchasers and collectors in the community. Again, genius. Do we have any more goals that we could share and let the community know, or any other insights on this project?
Jordy, you want to go?
I mean, I think we've covered a lot of it. I'm just excited to see how many more artists we can get on board. I mean, we've got 26 current artists. I know our goal is to be 100. Okay. And as soon as we hit that 100, we're going to really start distributing the ACAL and things like that. But I mean, of course, we're still in the beta period. But we've got a lot to do and a lot more to show everyone. We just got to make sure our back end is good to go, because there's just a lot to it.
Yeah. So on the back end, what's his name? The other guy, Jasper, is he the developer, or is one of y'all a developer, or is it kind of like y'all using like Squarespace type of websites?
Well, the website's built off WordPress. WordPress, I think. Okay. He does have a lot of experience though designing websites, so that's where his main forte is. We have a developer on site. He's currently making Discord bots for his own project. So he helps on the sort of developmental side, where we could have somebody that actually does coding and is able to integrate with the blockchain itself. I offer more from an experience standpoint, and I help out wherever I can, and I just kind of market, help make connections with other projects. I'm really close with like the guys from Rand Gallery and a few other websites.
Shout out to Rand Gallery. Yeah, they helped me out so much in the NFT space.
Yeah, Kraken's the man. So just from a general connectivity standpoint, and Jordan's been helping out a ton with everything too. He's kind of like a jack of the trades with everything.
Yeah.
So we just have a skill set that just seems to complement each other. And then when somebody just needs more help, we just kind of move resources around to help that person out and just keep building that way. But damn, the main goal, right? Amazing. Scalability.
Yeah. For a team that's never met, it's amazing how well we actually work together. It's pretty awesome how well we all just mesh and we take care of what needs to get done. And it gets done, and that's all that matters.
Yeah, that's dope. Big shout out to y'all. Shout out to the internet and Zoom and like all this technology. It helps us connect. Cause again, like in the physical, the only people I know that's on crypto is damn near people I taught about crypto, you know? And so to meet y'all out here, we see that you're working, we're all contributing. That's why we have the Passive Income Network. So I appreciate y'all being on here, but we have to blow this ecosystem up. We're all early, and to be in like, you know, pioneers of this early, we're gonna look back and be like, so blessed and happy that we did do all this. I can see it. Yeah. So again, go ahead.
I was just gonna say, absolutely. Yeah, we're early, and we're building early, which is key. So yes, to build is key, but to build early is bigger key.
Exactly. You know, and we're not too early, where, you know, it's not no rug pulls of a lot of these other cryptos like in 2017 and all that. I feel like now the overall, you know, Bitcoin staying at 1 trillion is good. You know, the money and community is more solid now over time.
Yeah, well, just to kind of touch on how early we are, I was reading this one thing. It said there are only 300,000 NFT users in the world. And in crypto space, there's like 12 million. So just the NFT ratio to crypto users is low. So once people really start like understand, this Coinbase thing should help help the entire NFT ecosystem on all chains, just kind of depending on how they do their fees. But
I also think that gaming is going to play a huge part into the integration of blockchain tech. Like a few of the projects I'm working on, like one's called Stupid Horse. What we do is we have the person buys the avatar, and then it's basically entered into a horse race, and then you can win prizes based on how the horse races in the race. So we're able to physically back like who owns the horse using the NFT technology. And then from there, it automatically reads, and we're able to sort of, it creates a more integration with the community as well. And then eventually, once things develop more, you create a phone app or something where somebody's just playing a game on their phone and they don't even know that they're using blockchain technology, because mm-hmm. it just happens seamlessly, especially with Algorand, with the speed and scalability. It really helps with that sort of technology. And I think that once you get sort of like a Fruit Ninja or a Candy Crush type of game that's run off Algorand, you're going to see the whole space explode.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I can see it. I just did an interview with Alkimon. That's an NFT game that's kind of going towards that Axie Infinity type of role.
And oh, cool.
Yeah, so I had them on. They're in the ecosystem. It is kind of getting crazy because they're developing, I believe, a game in Unity that will be using the NFTs as like a tax, so you can own moves, you can own the characters. It's like, it's getting crazy. It reminds me of like I used to play like Marvel and Star Wars games on my phone and iPad. So I always imagine like if you can own that Luke Skywalker character and his lightsaber, and so I definitely see the blockchain making that possible.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's amazing. Smilecoin, I've been doing research on Smilecoin, the pay-to-play prediction, foundational piece built on Algorand. It's a lot of things happening.
Yeah, it's really nuts. Like, you just look back like 2 weeks and look how much further ahead we are today. It's crazy how fast the space is growing and evolving.
Yeah. I can't make enough videos to actually keep that. It's like, damn. Like I'm like backed up now.
It's crazy.
It's a lot to try to keep up with, for sure. All right, y'all. Before we close out, do we have any other words or I'll say words of wisdom for the community out here? Something you would like to share?
I'll start. Just to anybody out there, just go for it. Believe in yourself, believe in your project, and just keep going. Just do it. And I think everything will be okay. If you ever need help, just reach out to one of us and we'll be willing to help you.
Yeah, I mean, to build on he said, just do it. I mean, if you're hesitant to do a project, just do it. I mean, that's kind of what we did with this calendar. We saw the need and we just are doing it. We don't necessarily have a clue what we're doing, but we're just going, taking it day by day and just doing it. But yeah, like Joseph said, if any artists or anyone in the community got questions about how we could help an artist or something like that to help propel you, we're here to help. So we're going to be a resource within the community. That's our goal, is to be a resource for artists and collectors.
Excellent. I appreciate you, Jordan, Joseph, and then Jasper is not around, but shout out to Jasper. So a message, y'all hear it. I'll go NFT calendar. Make sure y'all go visit. And if you're an artist, sign up. If you're a collector, tap in so that you can find out when the biggest and best drops on Algorand are happening. This podcast will be on YouTube, cut up in multiple clips, and then you'll see it again later in about a month or so on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. So y'all get the full audio version as well. Thank you, Jordan and Joseph. Let's stay tapped in. Thank you. Y'all always welcome back on the Passive Income Network. Let's help this community blow up.
Yeah, thank you so absolutely. Much. For Thanks sure. for having us.
Yes. I'm going to close out the recording.